Jerry Sandusky will be 98 years old before he's eligible for parole. The 68-year-old former Penn State assistant football coach was sentenced to no less than 30 years, no more than 60, convicted on 45 counts of child sex abuse, abusing 10 boys over a 15-year period, some of them inside Penn State football facilities. During the sentencing hearing today, Judge John Cleland told Sandusky, "The tragedy of this crime is that it's a story of betrayal." Mike Sisek is a reporter for the Citizen's Voice in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. He joins us from outside the courthouse in Bellefonte, Pennsylvania. But Mike, you were inside. What else did the judge say today?
The judge, John Cleland, told Sandusky that this sentence has the unmistakable effect of saying that he will spend the rest of his life in prison. And he's spending the rest of his life in prison for crimes in which he groomed young men that he was mentoring through his charity, The Second Mile. He preyed on them and created this sort of a system of manipulation and a pedophilia. He would entice them with gifts and then slowly but surely exploit them for sexual gratification.
Look, we want to hear more about what's happening inside that courtroom today, but we should say a lot of the things that were said were pretty explicit, so parents should be warned. But Sandusky's victims spoke. What are some of the things they said?
The victims, three of them spoke. Several others submitted statements to the court. Those that spoke in the courtroom included victim number five, who was assaulted in a shower on the Penn State campus. He told the judge, "I will never erase the filthy images of his naked body, his hands on me, him forcing my hands on him. He took away my childhood the day he touched me, and he should be sentenced accordingly."
Yeah. So pretty explicit and powerful testimony. Jerry Sandusky spoke as well. We want to hear more about that. But last night, he released an audio statement to the Penn State student radio station in which he again claimed innocence. He vowed to keep fighting. And he blamed victims. Now, we heard one report saying that he was blaming victim number one specifically, but let's listen to some of what he said.
"A young man who is dramatic, a veteran accuser, and always sought attention, started everything. He was joined by a well-orchestrated effort of the media, investigators, the system, Penn State, psychologists, civil attorneys, and other accusers. They won."
So, Mike Sisek, a pretty defiant Jerry Sandusky last night. What was he like in court today?
It was much of the same. The audio that we heard last night, that statement, that sort of appeared to be the template for what he said in court today. Some of the things he said were line by line, word for word, verbatim from that same statement. He was talking about how this has affected him and mainly portrayed himself as the victim because he maintains his innocence, which might be a legal strategy for an appeal, but it doesn't show any of the remorse that a judge and prosecution and victims wanted to hear today in court.
Well, and Sandusky's lawyers say they will appeal. So just briefly, what might happen now?
Well, right now, Jerry Sandusky is going to be held in the county jail here in Center County for 10 days. And then after that, he will be transferred to a state prison for evaluation down near Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. From there, he'll be sent to another prison where he will spend the remainder of his life. Now, at the same time, his attorneys will be preparing their appeal. They'll first be able to appeal to the local court, and then if that is unsuccessful, they can go into the state system, which could be a protracted battle for months and months to come.
Yeah, and there are lawsuits going on. There are investigations going on. Two Penn State officials, Tim Curley, the athletic director, now on leave, and Administrator Gary Schultz, who's retired, are facing trial for lying to a grand jury about Sandusky. Of course, Joe Paterno, the iconic coach, has died. What are people saying there? We got about a minute here, Mike. You're there at the courthouse. I'm wondering if members of the jury are there. What are people saying after this morning? It was kind of quite something to see Sandusky brought in a jumpsuit and handcuffs.
It was an extraordinary sight after we saw him all that time in the trial, in regular clothes, in a suit and a tie. One of the jurors spoke briefly afterwards today, and he said that he was satisfied with the sentence. He knew that Judge Cleland was a measured judge, was a respected judge, and that this sentence would indeed keep Jerry Sandusky in jail for life. And that juror went on to say also that the statement that Jerry Sandusky made today in court was rambling, at times incoherent, and it just made no sense when compared with the facts of the case that the jury convicted him on.
Yeah. Mike Sisek with the Citizen's Voice in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, but there at the courthouse in Bellefonte, where, again, Jerry Sandusky has been sentenced. He will be 98 years old before he will be eligible for parole. Mike, thanks.
Thank you.